Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice in it. This is tape 290326. Amen. Glory to Jesus. Welcome to Prophetic Declaration Hour. A moment of divine encounter, a season of supernatural alignment, and a platform where destinies are reshaped by the power of God. Get ready as we speak life, release power, and command multiplication over your life and the name of Jesus. Your host is Pastor and Counselor Wally Rich. Amen. And today, our theme is Thanksgiving multiplies what you have. Thanksgiving multiplies what you have. Our scriptural focus is from the book of 1 Kings, chapter 17, verse 13 to 16. And I paraphrase and I read, "The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail. The barrel of the meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail." Amen. Quickly, let us reflect on this scripture. I want you to hear this, that what you complain about reduces. What you thank God for multiplies. Beloved, hear this truth. Complaints shrink your reality, but thanksgiving expands your possibilities. The widow of Sarepath had just a little left, a handful of meal and a little oil. Naturally speaking, it was not enough. But spiritually speaking, it was more than enough, because it was placed in the hands of God through obedience and gratitude. Our act was not just giving, it was thanksgiving in action. And what happened? Our barrel did not waste, our oil did not fail. Listen carefully. God does not multiply what you complain about. God only multiplies what you appreciate. When you thank Him for the little, He releases the abundance. Today, as you lift your voice in thanksgiving, everything around you will begin to multiply. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Let's go to prophetic declaration right away. You will lift up your voice wherever you are and declare with power and declare with faith and declare in agreement. Remember, it is the prayer of agreement. And when two of us shall agree, it is a done deal. Therefore, I want to say, I decree and I declare that every last in my life becomes a lasting supply. Everything that I look at that I can call last in my life, be it finances, be it resources, be it material things, no matter what it is that looks like last in my life, I prophesy today that it becomes a lasting supply. My barrel shall not waste. My cruse of oil shall not fail. In the mighty name of Jesus, by the power in the blood of Jesus, I terminate every cycle of lack and insufficiency in my life and in my family. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I declare and I decree and I prophesy that what I have is blessed. What I have is multiplied. What I have is preserved. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, as I give thanks, doors are opening for me. Helpers are locating me. Favor is speaking for me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I decree and I declare, my little becomes much. My scarcity becomes surplus. My dryness turns to overflow. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, what was not enough before will become more than enough in my life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, every spirit of complaint and negativity, I cast you out of my life now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I receive the grace to give thanks in all things. In the mighty name of Jesus, and as I thank the Lord, increase is released. Multiplication is activated. Abundance is established in my life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I will not beg. I will not lack. I will not run dry. My storehouses shall not run dry. My bank account shall not run dry. My resources shall not run dry. In the mighty name of Jesus, my business shall not run dry. My career shall not run dry. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, for the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. I want someone to quickly listen to this word of knowledge. God is saying he has something against you. You say, God forbid. But that is just the truth. He says, because you have left your first love, you have left the position where you used to be when it comes to the things of the kingdom of God. And God is calling you back to that your first love. Your relationship has become just a routine. And God wants you to be restored. You are still active in service. You still pray and you still engage yourself in church activities. Yet something important is missing. It's missing. The fire is no longer there. The fire of genuine love and intimacy with God is no longer there. You are just there. You know what I'm talking about. Everything has become mechanical. Your work with God has become mechanical instead of passionate. There's no passion in what you are doing. Everything has become routine instead of relational. It has become duty instead of delight. You just have to do it. It's the reason why you are doing it, not just because you love doing it, unlike before when you love doing those things. Even somebody has even removed himself completely. Even the routine we are talking about is not even there again. God is not condemning you. He is inviting you back to the place where his presence excites you, where his word stir your heart, where fellowship with him is your priority. As I'm saying this one, God is even saying there is another person. You don't want to even hear anything much about the kingdom of God, the word, the prayer, the sacrifices, the fasting. You don't want to be hearing them again. And it was not so before. You have detached yourself. Even when they are giving you this message now, you are going to argue, you are going to feel pissed off. God is calling you back. From prophetic insight, as you return to your first love, your spiritual fire will be rekindled, and your walk with God will become vibrant and alive again. Spiritual dryness and loss of passion is broken in your life. That's what is going on. But God is restoring your hunger and your sensitivity. Living your first love has resulted in your spiritual dryness. It has reduced your hunger for God. You have become weak. You are no longer sensitive to the Holy Spirit. You used to hear the Holy Spirit. You used to hear the voice of the Lord, but you are missing out already. You may still be present physically, but your heart feels distant. But God is stepping in to revive your inner man today. He is restoring your hunger for prayer, restoring your love for his word, and restoring your sensitivity to his voice. Prophetically speaking, the fire you once carried is coming back stronger. You will burn again for God. Your passion, your zeal, and your devotion are being supernaturally restored in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I want you to declare this one. Say, I return to my first love. Say, my passion for God is restored. I want you to declare and say, every spiritual dryness in my life is broken. I want you to say, I burn with fresh fire and hunger for God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Everybody, I want us to begin to thank God for today again. Begin to thank God. Thank him for what you have. Thank him for what is coming your way. Thank him for what he has already done. Lift your voice and let's thank God. Father, I thank you. Father, I bless you. Father, I give you glory. My thanksgiving is turning things around. My praise is opening doors. My gratitude is multiplying my resources. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Amen. In closing, I want to say again, glory to God. As you go forth, carry this consciousness. You are stepping into a season of supernatural multiplication. Everything in your hands will increase. Nothing around you will diminish. In the mighty name of Jesus, remain rooted in thanksgiving, and you will be built up in abundance. This is your season, and it cannot be denied. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Stay blessed, stay thankful, and keep walking in dominion. Remember, your host is Pastor and Counselor Wale Rich Oladujoye. Please, if you want to get in touch with me, dial +234 9022 352 952. Keep sharing this tip until somebody is blessed. Don't forget to remain conscious of God's presence in your life today, anywhere you go. You are blessed, be blessed, and remain eternally blessed. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.